Hey, we have to rush this one out right away because this weekend, on Saturday, the 23rd of November, it's the 12th annual Iowa Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit. My guest is Leng Vong Rife from Akili Design, who's on the planning committee for the event. That conversation about immigrants and opportunities is just seconds away.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Leng Vong Rife is with us, and she is with the, well, it is with the Immigrant Summit that happens on Saturday in Ankeny, and we're going to find out more about that, who goes, and why all of this is being done. Leng, welcome to the Business News. Good to see you again, by gosh.
Me too.
You know, it's been a long time.
It has been.
Yeah, and you and your husband have been through all kinds of health issues, and you still got time to volunteer and go out there and do good work. So thanks for making time for this.
Well, thank you, yes.
All right, talk to us about what is the Immigrant Summit?
Yeah, so this is the 12th year of the summit, and I've been involved, I would say for maybe the last 8 years or so. I can't really put a date to it, but it's something that I continue to do and am very passionate about. As a business owner myself, it's great to help inspire new business owners and anybody who just, you know, entrepreneurs or just really wanting to know more about business. So this summit has been... it's in Ankeny this year. It started at Drake, and it's grown exponentially throughout the years.
Right.
And, you know, they get 400 to 800 people, entrepreneurs, inspiring entrepreneurs every year who come out and just want to learn about business. And we celebrate business owners as well and their successes. So there are 4 award winners that they celebrate at lunch, and just really immigrant business owners.
Can anyone go to this?
Anyone can go.
So, yeah, so folks can go just to experience the rich diversity of immigrant entrepreneurs.
Yes, and Ying, one of the co-founders, Ying Sa, she says that, you know, anybody is an immigrant to business. You know, it's just, it's something new. You know, when you're an immigrant, you become... just exposed to the newness and the laws and everything that has to go.
When you look at, and you've been involved for a number of years, and it's grown over the years, can you give us a sense, when we talk about immigrants, that is really a broad spectrum. We have so many people from Africa that have moved here, Somalis and Nigerians and people from mainland China and Taiwan and India, and it goes on and on and on. The Arab countries as well as Europe, and South America as well as Mexico. Can you give us a flavor of what this looks like? I mean,
this must
be like the United Nations of business.
It's amazing. So when you first walk into the summit, and they've been doing this for years, there is a huge map displayed at the front, and you mark down, you pin where you are from, and the map, by the end of the day, it's filled with little markers all over the world, and just the diversity that's in the room, it's amazing. And all of this is in central Iowa. So,
yeah, well, you know, and not to be political, but there was an interesting conversation that's been had over the past week where former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Mr. Castro, has said that, you know, Iowa really shouldn't be first in the nation when we talk about voting and caucusing because we're not diverse enough as what our other states. And, you know, I put on Twitter earlier this morning, I said, Julian, if you'd like to follow me around a little bit, I'll introduce you to how diverse Iowa is. And this is proof, I think, of part of that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had over 1,000 people in the same from all over the world, just in one space. And these are all aspiring entrepreneurs, their family members, all in Iowa. And, I mean, it's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it is. Mm-hmm. Now, you as a immigrant?
Or I am a second generation.
That's what I thought, And To qualify as an immigrant, what's the qualification? I mean, second generation, first? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, you know, anybody who comes to the United States from, you know, from a different country. But, you know, what the cool thing about the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit is they also celebrate advocates and people who help immigrants. So there is an award out there for people who have advocated for immigrant rights and have helped immigrants.
One of the startling things that is out there is that so many individuals who are immigrants mm-hmm. come to this country without much, mm-hmm. but they start their own businesses because they're allowed to, A,
yeah.
and B, they see that as a way out of poverty
mm-hmm.
or government assistance. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, and this is the beauty of the summit. It, you know, it really teaches immigrants and, you know, new Americans how to become self-sufficient. Oh. And, like, you can do it. It's really living that ultimate American dream. You know, it's just you're in this country and, you know, you can create and start something for yourself, for your family, and there's not going to be anyone who stops you.
Right.
And the beauty of the summit is it teaches you how to do things the right way
okay.
as well. So, you know, you're doing things legally and you get help along the way. You meet others who have been in your shoes who can help teach you. It's not a competitive environment. It's just a platform to teach and learn and grow from each other.
Leng Vang Reif is with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit that takes place this Saturday, as a matter of fact. Beyond the celebration and seeing all of the various individuals that are there, Leng, what about the learning opportunities? So the people that can attend this, mm-hmm. are there events going on where there is some marketing assistance and they talk about marketing or advertising or startup communities or mm-hmm. maybe angel investors or all of those things?
Yeah. So there are breakout sessions in all of those topics. I am actually teaching a marketing class. So
That fits.
Yeah. So with social media and all of that. But then there are like tax 101 classes, you know, how to start a business. Do you, form an LLC?
Yeah,
I mean, there is so much into it. And we have great experts from all over the area who are teaching these seminars, giving their time to do this, to help others and, you know, really help build Iowa's economy.
The Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit is on Saturday. What time does it kick off?
It starts at 9 a.m. The opening ceremony kicks off at 9 a.m.
And then throughout the day, you have speeches and breakout mm-hmm. sessions and a lunch and awards and all of those things that go on.
Yeah. So at the end of the summit, actually, this really cool thing, it's called Underwriting Exposed. So Wells Fargo actually provides a $5,000 grant, no strings attached, and it's like a Shark Tank type event.
Little pitch.
So three entrepreneurs pitch, and the requirements, they do have to be an immigrant. They, you know, so there are a list of requirements, but they go out there, they pitch their business, and they have an opportunity to win $5,000 to start their business. And it's neat. It's so inspiring.
Yeah, it really is. And for people that may not understand, perhaps, about the immigrant experience, many of us have to go back 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 generations to understand the fact that this really, truly is a nation of immigrants. And we have all, at one point or another, been a foreigner in a strange land.
Oh, yeah.
And how that works with regard to business moving forward and the economy. Good stuff, Leng. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate it.
Once again, that was Leng Vang Reif from the Iowa Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit that happens in Ankeny on Saturday, the 23rd of November. There are links up on our radio blog so you can find out more and grab your tickets. Thanks for being with us.